The financial regulator APRA says it accepts all the recommendations of a sharply critical independent review, but it's asking how it can make the necessary changes without more government funding. The review was recommended by the Banking Royal Commission and was led by the former Competition and Consumer Commission head, Graham Samuel. It's been scathing about APRA's culture, recommending improvements. It also says the regulator should be tougher in cracking down on misconduct and should set up a specialised superannuation division. Samantha Donovan has our report.
APRA's track record in overseeing the nation's banking, insurance and superannuation institutions was slammed at the Banking Royal Commission. This independent review sees room for significant improvement on a number of fronts. APRA Chairman Wayne Byers.
Overall, the report provides a fair and balanced assessment of APRA and, importantly, a solid roadmap for the future.
Mr. Byers says most of the issues raised by the review have already been identified by APRA, like the need to communicate better with the community and enhance its workplace culture.
And indeed, the capability review emphasises that APRA is, notwithstanding recent budget increases, still a pretty lean regulator in terms of resourcing. So it's quite a challenge that's been posed, and we'll need to work with the government to determine how best we can meet the ambitious agenda that's been laid out for us.
The review made 19 recommendations for APRA and 5 for the federal government. Jane Hume, the Assistant Minister for Superannuation, Financial Services and Financial Technology, says the government will act. She's rejecting calls from some industry observers for Mr. Byers to stand down and thinks if APRA adopts all the recommendations, it'll have the power to do its job.
There is so much on the financial services legislative agenda that I can't guarantee that everything will be done and passed before the end of the year, but certainly our intention would be to make sure that APRA is appropriately funded, resourced and positioned so that it can do its job properly.
Jane Hume says APRA has been adequately resourced.
APRA have already had $150 million allocated to them in the 2019-2020 budget, and that's on top of $58.7 million that was allocated to them at the end of last year in November to allow them to appoint more frontline supervisory staff. Now, any additional funding that's required would be considered in the next round of the budget.
Labor says it supports the broad thrust of the review's recommendations. The Shadow Treasurer, Jim Chalmers.
The report has also made it clear that funding cuts to APRA over the life of this Liberal government has hampered its ability to crack down on bad behaviour and to properly supervise the banks.
Professor Ian Ramsey is the Director of the Centre for Corporate Law at Melbourne University. He thinks the review has made a number of significant recommendations for APRA.
I think one of the most important would be the need for a fundamental shift in the culture of APRA. APRA is referred to as an organisation that is not nimble, that needs to improve, that clearly has some significant issues with our staff morale and needs to be focusing upon new technologies, for example, issues such as cyber risk. And these new challenges that APRA faces means that its internal culture needs to change.
The reviews recommended that a new superannuation division be set up in APRA. How do you think that would change things?
What we would hope then, by establishing a new division with a new head and presumably focused resources, that would ensure that area then gets more dedicated attention, more focused expertise from APRA staff, better communication perhaps with the regulated industry, and therefore better protection for all of those in the workforce who of course have compulsory superannuation.
How does the review panel want APRA to change its oversight of the banks?
Clearly, APRA needs to step up in relation to enforcement and also communication of its basic mission to the broader community. When you have a strong regulator that is prepared to take strong enforcement action, that sends a powerful message out there to the regulated community in terms of deterrence.
Professor Ian Ramsey is from Melbourne University, speaking with Samantha Donovan.